Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
So you've tried everything to lose weight, and maybe you're somebody who's gone to Weight Watchers or one of these other organizations that asks you to write your food down. And to you, you think that's just a waste of time. Well, is food journaling really as effective as they say it is? My guest is Jim White. He is a registered dietitian, so he's certainly an expert here. Jim, tell us about food journaling. I must say that when I was in Weight Watchers, when I wrote the stuff down, and the hardest part, Jim, was reading it to myself in the mirror every night. So now I recommend that to my clients. That was so hard to read to yourself what you ate during the day. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. The realization, that's one of the big benefits of food journaling, is seeing how many calories you're taking. And I've had a lot of clients that have started this, and they're like, wow, I'm taking 4,000 calories. I can't even believe this. And it makes you really second guess what you're putting in your mouth.
It does. So food journaling, now, you know, you're a dietitian, so you know all about this sort of thing. What do you recommend? Do you recommend someone constantly keep it, or just start for the first week? Or how do you food journal? What do you do?
This is what I recommend. First of all, 30% adherence rate is the studies that are out there showing with food journaling. I recommend doing it for at least 30 days. Can we do this for the rest of our life? Some people do, but it can be really hard. So do it for 30 days, create that habit. Then from there, maybe do it on a certain short-term basis. What I do recommend is don't be a slave to your journal. I see so many people that if they miss, they get really down. If you miss a day, so what? You know, continue it the next day. It's a guide. It's supposed to guide you through your eating challenges.
Oh, I am so there with you, because I was that person. I carried my little journal everywhere with me, and if I was sitting in a restaurant, before I would take my first bite, I wrote down in that journal everything that I was about to eat. And if I'd missed something, I'd be like, oh my God, I got to get it back out and write down that I just had another half a glass of wine. You know, and so I got a little ridiculous with it. But as you're saying, so 30 days is a really good kind of starting point. No, maybe you're not going to do it forever. But when you do it for the first 30 days and then you kind of do what you're going to do, if you find yourself falling back, do you jump back on to your journal and start doing it again? Is it a way to keep yourself consistent?
Absolutely. I think consistency is the key when it comes to the food journal. Again, if you see yourself falling off, go right back on. You know what? And I want to point out, to really chart in detail, chart your emotions, chart who you eat with, chart your cravings, your appetite level. These are important because you can look back and see, why are you making the choices you're making? And the little things add up. You know, I had some clients that weren't charting that they were eating candy, or maybe putting just that a couple tablespoons of coffee creamer in their coffee, or that tablespoon of oil for cooking. Those add up. Just 100 calories a day can add up to 10 pound increase in weight over the year. So add on the little things. It can really make a big difference.
I love that you're asking people to also chart their emotions, where they're eating, who they're eating with, because I didn't do that. And now looking back, I can say, you know what, when I was depressed, there I was doing this or this, or when I was at a party, oh, wow, I didn't even write down this and this. So yes, putting your emotions and your feelings where you are, who you're with, and not forgetting to add in those little things that you might just pop into your mouth, you know, throughout the day. Now, what about some of the apps out there? Jim, there are some apps out there to help us kind of keep track, and food journal, they kind of help us go along with that.
Absolutely. There's so many apps out there. Now, a lot of people do like the old method of just the paper and the pad, just writing down, which is fine. If that works for you, great. But the online apps are incredible right now. MyFitnessPal is one of the great ones out there. It has a massive, massive active community. It also has one of the highest amounts of foods. I believe it's over 2 million foods they have that you can choose from. And the thing I like about MyFitnessPal, it adds certain things like sodium intake, your vitamin intake, your cholesterol levels. So people struggling with high blood pressure or high cholesterol, they can really note that. So it's a great tool. And the one thing I would recommend is, you know, share this with your personal trainer. Share this with a family member. Accountability is key when it comes to these apps.
I completely agree. And some people don't want to have that accountability with someone because then they're afraid that they'll say, oh, you know, should you be eating that? I actually liked that because it kept me, you know, kind of on the straight and narrow. So we're talking MyFitnessPal. You really like that one. Give us another one.
Yeah, lose it's another great one. And with lose it, I think it really focuses on portion size, daily calorie goals, and it really helps you keep an eye on the foods you eat. Another great thing about lose it has a barcode scanner. This is a new technology, so you can go and into your store and just swipe the barcode, and it's put the calories and the recommendations there. So, you know, that's another neat thing. And you can add custom recipes. And another thing is apps, they can definitely sync in with some of your tools, such as the Fitbit, the Jawbone, and Nike Fuel Band. So in Lose It, you get all of that together.
So you can just scan the barcode, and it will enter into your journal that you're this kind of whole wheat pasta, it's got this much fiber, this many calories, this much carbs in it.
Yes. Can you
That's
believe that?
That's so cool.
We're moving in this world. I really tell you what, and I think this is just the beginning.
So give us another one. You mentioned Calorie King to me before.
Yeah, Calorie King is an online. It's a huge database of foods. I think it's a simpler version that can be used. Without the huge bells and whistles, some people need a very simple program. Another one along those lines is Chronometer, which is one of the simpler tools that just track, simple tool to track your diet, and it has a good community that hooks up to Facebook. So I think some of those tools, some people don't want all the bells and whistles, all the complexity. So in those two, you're going to find that.
Okay, so Calorie King, and you know, so these apps, they're designed to help us keep track. They're designed to help us become accountable. But in the end, and at the end of the day, we are the ones that have to shine that little app at the barcode. We are the ones that have to write down or keep track or be involved in the social community. Give us your best advice for maintaining that portion of it, the motivation.
Yeah, I think, the accountability is one of the big things. Show a family member, show a personal trainer, keep a detailed log, and really try to stay consistent. This is a guide. This isn't the end all. This isn't going to lift the weights for you or help you eat any better, but it is going to help guide you to better eating habits. You know, I think you should set yourself up for a reward. After you're eating healthy, after you're logging well, set yourself up a reward, and maybe a non-food reward. And, you know, staying consistent is the biggest key in all of this.
Are you a scale fan or not a scale fan?
I'm definitely not. I think it can be used as a tool for the right people that know what influences the weight, but I am definitely not. I think we should be looking into the mirror, seeing how our clothes fit, body fat testing, and the whole nine yards to really assess how we're looking and feeling.
Now, we're going to disagree a little bit there, because I think that jumping on the scale, sometimes people say to me, I didn't even realize I'd gained 5 pounds, you know, because maybe their clothes fit the same way. And me, my clothes almost always fit the same way. But if I gain weight, and so the scale kind of gives me a little knock on the noggin and says, Melanie, what are you doing? You know, and so I kind of think that jumping on the scale, maybe not every day, but at least maybe once a week, keeps it in your mind, keeps it fresh.
I agree, and I think certain people like you, it's a great tool. We see on our side some people that weigh in heavier that will say, well, I'm just going to totally sabotage the week because they're frustrated and not understanding weight. So I think it's a great tool for people that know how to use it, and I think people need to be educated on what influences weight gain and weight loss.
Okay, so in the last minute, Jim White, president of Jim White Fitness and registered dietitian, best advice for weight loss once and for all for food journaling and food journal apps out there that can really help us.
Find an app that you really like, that really goes within your purposes, and really find it. Get really detailed with it. You know, stay adherent to it. 30% studies show through adherence through journaling. And be realistic. I mean, if you're going to miss a day, that's fine. Just continue on going the next day. Try not to journal at the end of the day. Do it first thing as you go. You're going to be more accurate. And also, we forgot to talk about exercise. Journal your exercise with it. It's just as important.
Oh, it absolutely is just as important. Journaling your exercise gives you that sort of idea. And wearing a pedometer while you're journaling and walking around the grocery store pointing your, you know, Lose It app at the foods, that's the way to really keep yourself under control. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body on Radio MD. Stay well.